Today, I want to discuss the question of a safek, a doubt, with regard to the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. And Rav Zevin, in his Sefer HaMoedim B'Halacha, identifies four different types of safek that might arise. The first is a safek about the din. For example, if a person forgot to count one of the days, should they continue counting it? This is actually a well-known machloket in the Rishonim. According to the Bahag, every single day has to be counted, and if you miss a day, then the entire mitzvah has been lost. Whereas, according to the Rosh and most Rishonim, each day is an independent mitzvah of its own. In practice, how do we pasken? That you have to carry on counting in case the halacha is like the Rosh, but you don't say a bracha in case the halacha is like the Bahag. The second safek is about the maaseh. Have you counted or haven't you counted? You simply can't remember what you did or didn't do. In that case, so if you're unsure on that day itself, then you count again without a bracha. If your uncertainty arises the next night, you can't remember, did you count last night or didn't you? Then there's what we call a svek sveka, and the halacha is that you continue counting with a bracha. Why? Because maybe you did count the previous night, and even if you didn't, then maybe the halacha is like the Rosh, that every day is its own mitzvah. The third safek comes up if you don't know what day it is. In a pre-internet era, a person might have found themselves, say, in the middle of nowhere during Sfira, and they're unsure if it's the 20th day of the Omer or the 21st day of the Omer. So nowadays, you just check it up on your smartphone. But what would the din have been 100 years ago, or I suppose even 25 years ago? So Rav Zevin says that on the one hand, it makes sense to say that you should count both days, and that way you've definitely got it correct. You say today is the 20th day of the Omer, making 2 weeks and 6 days. Today is the 21st day of the Omer, making 3 weeks. But he says that there's the Dvar Avraham, who maintains that in such a case you can't say a bracha. Why not? Because the very nature of Sefira, the very nature of counting, is that it's something definite and absolute. Saying that today is day three or day four is by definition not counting. And the same would apply if one counts twice because of the safek. And he says that's also the reason why in Chutz La'aretz we don't count every night like that, because it's not proper counting. The fourth safek applies to Bein Hashmashot, the twilight period between one day and the next. And this has got application in two cases. The first is the question, even though the mitzvah is to count at night, can you count Bein Hashmashot? The Tosfot HaRosh and other Rishonim Pasken, that since most authorities hold that nowadays the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is derabanan, because there's no Korban HaOmer, so we can apply the principle of Safek derabanan lekula, and we can be lenient to count during Bein Hashmashot. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Tetz, if bet, says that the Medaktikim wait till before nightfall till counting, the Chein Ra'ui Lasot, and that's what is correct to do. The second application of Bein Hashmashot is at the other end of the day. If a person doesn't remember until Bein Hashmashot that they haven't yet counted, can they count during Bein Hashmashot without a bracha for the previous day, and then carry on after nightfall with a bracha for the subsequent day? So the Shaarei Teshuva in Sif Katan Kaf brings two opinions on this matter, and it seems that it was a point of machloket between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Vosner, and I think that the minhag is to be makel to continue counting with the bracha. And there's a related question which is addressed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalad, Siman Tzadik Tet. What if a person remembers on Friday night, or it could actually be any day of the week, after having davened early Maariv, they didn't count the previous day, but they davened Maariv, but it's still daylight outside. So can they count that day without a bracha, and then continue counting on subsequent nights with a bracha? So Rav Moshe paskens that you can, because he says ultimately, when you counted the fifth day, it whatever it was, it actually was still that day, despite the fact that you davened Maariv already. Adkan.